Job done, John.
Yeah, and I'm obviously chuffed to bits. Finally, just get over the line and with a game to go. So a lot of respect should go to the players. Since they've come in, you know, we're in a very difficult position, but they've responded to me the way I've gone about things, and the form over, especially at home, has been excellent. That's probably the worst we've played, actually, since I come back the first half. So it's a bit of a downer with the last game of the season, but like we have done, you know, we've responded second half. We haven't played well, but again, second half, we show a bit of grit and determination, and we've scraped some. Sometimes you can't play well all the time, and that's how we've gone. But, you know, we've been very hard to play against, and when we're on our game, we've got a good chance of winning games, so... It was tricky. I felt confident, obviously, before the game, but you don't like saying, but I'm just chuffed that it is finally. And we're safe, and now we've got a... It's not a celebration, really, for me. You know, we're just avoiding relegation, but it is an achievement considering where we was.
It is, given the statistics, since you arrived.
Yeah, but it's a celebration. It's not... You know, you don't celebrate just avoiding relegation. But we know the importance of us staying in the division, and I'm chuffed we've done that.
Would you say that helping Oldham Athletic to stay up this season was more difficult than last time?
No, it was very similar, wasn't it? Even the fixtures and who we were playing were similar. So, and have we won the same amount of games? 9 games, probably what I had to do. That's my job. That's why the chairman, Simon's, given me the job again. He knows he's got a bit of faith and belief in me that I could get him out of the position in. So. Luckily, it's worked out again, and everyone knows my fondness for the club, and I don't have to keep saying it. Obviously, things last season were a bit the way things worked out, but I'm here now, so I won't be going anywhere to let people know, and I'm here to now push us and try and get us out of the division.
Right, that's what you said at the end of last season.
Did I? Oh, good.
Yeah, you'd have a player for two players for every position, and we would be at the other end of the table. Do you stick by that for the 2017-18 season?
Oh, yeah. No. Listen, I can look you in the eye and, you know... Listen, things sometimes... last season, I just felt that I'd achieved something. I didn't really... It was going to be a tough job to achieve it again. But I've done it. But I think we've got a nucleus of a decent squad. And it's down with me as a manager to pick the right people who's going to make us even stronger. So, and... But we've got a nucleus of a decent team. We've shown against the teams who we've played since I've been here. We can match them, but there's a bit of fine tuning to make us even better, and hopefully I can sort that out.
Do you have targets in the close season? Do you know which players are staying and which players are going already in your mind?
I've got ideas. Obviously, it's not a nice time as a manager when you've got to make decisions about people's future and what have you. But it's purely beneficial and for the benefit of the club. And like I say, and all of my aim is now to make us better and improve us. Yeah, I've got targets. I feel as though I want to get things. I didn't want to make it open, but I feel I know what positions we need to and what areas we need to strengthen. And hopefully, you know, now's the time. It gives me, I've got to make decisions who I'm keeping, who wants to stay, and the tough decisions, but purely for the sake of making us better.